Hey guys, for those that don't know, I'm a proud generator with a 5-1 profile, and that really means I'm here to guide you on your journey to business growth and alignment. So today, I'm going to take you behind the scenes on how my human design experiment has been tracking and the things that I have discovered. Welcome to the Human Design Brand and Marketing Show. This is the podcast for solopreneurs who want to step up their brand and marketing and elevate their business through their own unique magic that is human design. My name is Teresa and I'm a brand and web designer. For me, discovering and studying human design was a game changer for my business. These days, I am passionate about guiding you to create your own growth and alignment throughout your own business. Ready to elevate your own brand and marketing? Let's do it. Welcome back. I'm your host, Teresa, and today we're really diving deep into my personal human design experiment. It's been approximately a year and a half to 2 years since I really infused human design into my business. It's been a transformative journey filled with bold moves and unexpected revelations and really big realizations about the power of alignment. So today I'm going to take you through the biggest things that I have learned. Now the first thing, alignment is ever evolving. You may have heard in my early podcast episodes about my journey and how it began with a radical decision to really dismantle my business as I knew it and say goodbye to all of my regular clients. So, you know, despite loving these relationships with my clients, I had some of the best clients. The work itself no longer resonated with me, and it was a big realization I had based on my human design. So what I have realized since then is that my open root center, so my root center is undefined, it really clashed with the deadline-driven nature of the services I was offering those clients. So, you know, we were working on weekly things that had to be out every week, published every week. So having an undefined root center means that, you know, I do not deal well with pressure and deadlines. So it was a big realization for me that that was actually why I was not excited about that work. So it's meant that I now don't offer services that work to strict weekly deadlines. And the only deadlines I have now are the ones that I set. And, you know, I set them loosely to buy myself that flexibility. You know, for example, if I think I can get something done in 2 days, I'll tell the client to expect it in 4, you know, just in case something comes up and I need the extra time. It's eliminating that pressure on myself. And, you know, if I get it to them in 2, well, then it's an unexpected surprise for them. So what I've really come to understand through my experiment is that alignment is a process of continual refinement. So as a generator with align one in my profile, I'm always researching and I'm always researching about the things that interest me. Mainly that is human design and business stuff. And this real huge curiosity has really fueled my journey and has really driven me to explore new avenues and integrate fresh insights into my business practices as I go. So, you know, each twist and turn in my alignment journey has really been a stepping stone towards greater clarity and authenticity. And I've learned to really embrace that ebb and flow of alignment and trust that, you know, each evolution is going to really bring me closer to my true path. So what I'm trying to say here is that when I think I've finally uncovered that alignment thing and think, yes, I've found the thing, you know, this is what I'm here to do. This is so aligned to my human design. right? I find a new insight, and then that takes me even further into alignment. So it's a never-ending process. And, you know, we're never going to get there with our alignment. It's always evolving. And I'm really just embracing and enjoying the ride. Now, the second thing, every experiment guides you to your perfect path. So in your human design experiment, each thing you do really serves as like a stepping stone. And it's guiding you to the next level. So with every lesson learned, like you're moved forward closer to your ultimate destination, right? By applying what I'm learning to my own business, I'm really putting it into practice and modifying it into something that really works. So over the last year, I've created offers and services by working with my human design. Now, some turned out to be a flop, but that's good. Because it taught me more about listening to my authority. Some turned out to be really great to begin with and then fizzled. And that's great too, because that led me to working with my human design further to develop into something new. So as I've applied my human design insights to my own business, a real transformation occurred. So everything I have done since infusing human design into my business has really led to the creation of my latest program, which is the Genius Business Foundations program. It's really a guide to aligning your brand and business with your unique human design. And this all came about from all the experiences I've had over the last, 1.5 to 2 years. So I drew from my own experiences and insights and what I was doing behind the scenes in my own business to really align with my own human design. And I've infused that into this new program. Now, I also had a marketing program. You may have heard about it, the Aligned Marketing Program. It was really great, but I pulled it towards the end of 23 because I got those pangs that something wasn't right anymore. And what I realized was that it was missing the brand foundation stuff that is really crucial to alignment. I don't think you can have, the amazing marketing and business foundations without the brand foundation stuff. So I took the two things and I crafted a roadmap for, people who are really seeking that alignment and growth. Now, I didn't just decide it was a good idea to create this new program, right? It was also in response to what people were asking me about. They wanted someone to show them in a practical way how to infuse human design into their business and bring in that energetics. They were asking, right? So I think I've gone about this a long way of explaining to you. But basically, what I am trying to say here is that every single thing I have done in my business on this human design journey has guided me to exactly where I am now. And where I am now is going to guide me to where I need to be in the future. So taking all these experiences and insights has led me to what I'm actually doing right now. It's all been there for a reason. Some things, while they may have not seemed to have gone well, they have, provided a stepping stone for me to work harder at finding the right thing. So as a generator, my strategy is to respond. So I have worked with my human design to create my latest program in response to what people are asking me about, but also by drawing on what I have developed over this time and what my experiences and lessons have taught me. So I'm super pumped about this program, right, by the way. And the success and positive feedback from the program participants has been really inspiring, and it's really a testament to the power of alignment and the impact it can have in your business. And it's giving them some really deep insights. Like one person told me yesterday that she's quit her day job as a result. And, you know, what she thought she wanted to do for her business, she's completely gone down a different path. And, you know, so she's completely flipped everything as a result of this program. So, you know, while I'm super pumped about this program and I think, yes, this is what I'm born to do, I'm really reminded that alignment's not a destination, but a continual evolution. You know, it's a journey of growth and self-discovery. And in the future, I'm sure that this program may evolve further and I'm all for it. You know, I love this ride. So the third thing that it's really taught me is leveraging strengths. So I've discovered how to leverage my strengths, and they are my defined centers. It's okay. These are the things that we are good at because they are essential for us to fulfill our life purpose. So, you know, as an example, I have a defined solar plexus. So, you know, I've got a really deep well of emotional energy. And this is a gift that I tap into to really help me empathize with others and guide them through their own emotional landscapes, right? So harnessing this energy has really been important in my work, and it's enabled me to create a real deep connection and create authentic relationships with my clients. So another one of my strengths, you know, my sacral center is defined. So, you know, it's full of that enthusiasm, right? It's an infectious energy that can really inspire and motivate those people that are around me. So by really amplifying this energy, I've been able to ignite passion and drive in myself and in my clients. So another example, I've got a defined spleen. So that means I can really tap into my intuition, right? And I've learned to work with this on the regular, like all the time, every day, all day, right? So, you know, I will tap into my intuition for, you know, writing podcast episodes, for, you know, writing social media captions, everything. I've learned how to work with my intuitive strengths, and I'm tapping into that all the time in my business. So I highly encourage you, have a look at your chart and look at the centers and see where you're defined and really tap into those strengths where you can. So the fourth thing I want to talk about that has really been a game changer for me over this journey is the strategy and authority. So mastering your strategy and authority, it's been a big part of my alignment journey. You know, I'm a generator, so my strategy is to respond. And, you know, that really, really prioritizes patience, right? And really trust, you know, trusting in the universe's timing. So I basically need to wait for things to cross my path and respond to it, right? And it's about listening to my body's response to whether something excites me or not. And, you know, it's responding to things that come my way. So for example, a client may ask me a question, and in response to that, I may write a social media post about it. Or, you know, in the case of that Genius Business Foundations program, my chart reading clients had questions about, you know, how they can actually infuse their human design elements in their business. You know, I was giving them all the insight into their gifts and strengths and all these kinds of things that they have in their chart when we would go through their reading. But then it's like, well, this is great. This resonates so much. Now what do I do with it? So this program, you know, was really created in response to that. So listening to my emotional authority, right? So you know, the strategy is the response, the responding. It's the way where, you know, we really need to work with our energy. Your authority is your body's inner knowing, your decision-making tool. And I'm an emotional authority. Listening to that has also been, you know, really transformative for me and has helped me make decisions that are really aligned with my true purpose and, you know, for my highest good. So by embracing that emotional authority, I've really been able to navigate things a whole lot easier. So here's how I work with my decision making, right? Just to give you an example. So I've got a defined spleen, which is all about your intuition, and I've got a defined sacral center. So, you know, that's the gut feelings and things. So when something comes across my path, I may get that instant intuitive hit or that gut reaction to it, right? About whether this is something that's right for me or not, but I don't act on it. So instead, I will take note of what that intuition and gut are telling me, and then I'll give myself 24 hours before I make any decision. And that's going to help ensure that my emotional wave is regulated, because as an emotional, I have, you know, emotional waves. So I may be in an emotional high, maybe in an emotional low. If I make a decision on an emotional high, I'm probably going to say yes because I'm in that heightened state, right? If I'm in an emotional low, I'll probably say no to something because I'm in that low state when really that thing could have been something that's right for me. So I want to wait and then check back in and see how I feel about it, right? Because it's all about those emotions and feelings. And if I feel good, I say yes. If I'm not sure, then that's a no. Working with your strategy and authority is definitely a learning process. And I feel like only now I'm only really getting a better understanding of that. And that's because I've spent this time experimenting and really learning more about it, working on understanding that. The human design experiment really is a journey of discovery, right? It's, you know, you're going to continually get that awareness around things, those realizations and alignment that really is going to shape every part of your business and even your life. So I'd really love you to join me on this journey of self-discovery and alignment as we really dive into our human design together. Remember, your alignment journey is uniquely yours, and embrace that evolution and, you know, really trust in the magic of your human design. Now, don't forget to smash that follow button and stay in the loop for upcoming episodes. I've got some great practical things planned that you can really use to infuse your human design into your business. And if you're itching to dive deep into infusing human design into your business with my signature method, check out my free video training. There's no sign up required, and it walks you through my 5-step process for crafting alignment in your business foundations. The link is in the show notes. Go check that out and let's level up together.